Hello there, Pat. Hey, hello, Pat.
Hello there.
Hey, I tell you, we had, you know, it was funny. It was cool up here and cloudy. It was rainy and humid and warm in the city.
Yep.
So it was a trade-off there, Pat. it was a trade-off. The rain wasn't really that heavy in the city. It was steady, but it wasn't that heavy. But it was warmer and more humid. And I bought an umbrella, but I didn't have to use it. But then when I got back, you know, when I got back up here, it was 64 degrees and cloudy, and it felt colder.
Well, I mean, yeah, the city didn't get that high yesterday. It only got to 70.
Well, when I was there, it wasn't even 70, but it felt warmer. You know what I mean? It, with the humidity, and there was a strong wind that was warm also.
I told you about that. Yeah. Yep. Well, that system petered out, and it's out to sea now, and we'll wind up with a partly sunny sky and a high of 80 today. Clear tonight, we're in the mid-50s. Sun and clouds tomorrow with late-day showers. Mid-70s, and then only around 70 with sun on Friday. Sunny, mid-70s Saturday. Showers Sunday from what's left of Harvey. And Monday, partly sunny. We'll call it seasonable with highs in the 70s. So, really, the expectations back on Monday for the holiday weekend have not changed at this point.
So it looks like how much rain possibly on Sunday?
I would think it's not going to be a lot, but I would say we'll probably average at least a quarter inch.
All right. Okay.
Which is not a lot, but it's enough to, you know, to dampen outdoor activities.
All right.
But, you know, one day out of three is not bad.
Is it going to be worse to the south? Are they going to get more rain to the south?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's about the same. It's about the same everywhere.
Yeah, I think so. I think the way I see it, that's why I see it right now. I think it would be worse to our southwest, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And as the rain continues to streak northeastward, it should continue to weaken, at least from what we could see today. And, of course, Harvey had made his third landfall along the Louisiana coast now. He'll continue that trek northeastward slowly. And the computers, the models, are indicating another system will be along the Texas coast at this time next week. And believe it or not, could be hitting the same areas. Of course, not at the magnitude that Harvey was, but still another system. And that's not good. You know, they just don't need any more rain. So that's one thing. And then we have to keep an eye on the system off Africa. I don't like at all what the models have been doing with that. They just don't know what to do. High pressure is going to build over that system to the north. I don't know if it's going to get steered toward Florida. I don't know if there'll be a weakness in the high pressure ridge, and it'll turn northward across the Atlantic. Have no idea what that's going to do, but the models continue to show that to be a very formidable hurricane. So we will have to watch that very closely. Now, Mr. Marshall Miles, you know, yesterday was a cloudy, kind of drizzly, rainy day. Things were very quiet here at the Weather Center for a change.
Yeah.
So I started working on the winter forecast.
Uh-huh. How bad?
Not good. Not good. Not from what I see. I think, and folks, this is all preliminary, I'm continuing to work on it, I think it is going to be a cold and snowy winter.
And volcano. Remember what I said?
Well, because I don't take that into consideration.
I know, but
yeah. But you've been saying that, and I thought about you as I'm working all of this stuff out, and I'm saying to myself, oh boy, he may be right. I just don't like what I see.
You know, you can see it with the way these storms are lining up now, Pat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We had a nor'easter off the coast already.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, though, that pattern changes. but I just think there's going to be a lot of quick-moving weather systems this winter. lot of quick moving weather. So very, very active.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news.
You know, and you were also saying earlier that it was going to be an early winter.
Yeah. Not that once it starts, it'll just not give up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that winter will make its face known earlier than years past.
Yeah, like a little slap in the face.
Exactly. So we got all of that to be thankful for. The fall forecast is done through December, so I'm probably going to be sending that out to all of you, and we can look at that. And if the weather continues calm, Pat will try and get the winter forecast done too. Way ahead of schedule this year. As you know, we're starting our movie shoot this weekend.
Wow.
And it's incredible because got a call yesterday from Gary Garrison in the early morning. His mom is in the hospital in the ER. And, you know, he just put me on alert that he will try his best to be there and do the shoots. And then I got a call later on from him. He was taking a plane from Maine, where he lives, to New Jersey. His dad was pretty upset. They spoke to the doctors, and they had her on a ventilator. She has COPD, and she could not breathe without the ventilator. And she has a DNR, so I have no idea what they are going to be doing, what has happened. I texted him late yesterday afternoon, and I did not get a text back. But there's an old saying, Marshall, no news is good news.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's why I'm looking at that. And then I heard that my cousin Barbara's in the hospital, that my other cousin called me. I have to try to get in touch with her. Her body had filled up with fluid, so they rushed her to the hospital, so I don't know how she's doing. I said to myself, boy, for some reason, Marshall, August and September seem to be months when people get sick and all sorts of things happen.
Yeah, it's when I went through it with my mother years ago when she had a DNR. But then when you go over it with the doctors, and it's a lot more detailed than you think. It's a lot more detailed than you think. My mother's DNR, just very quickly, was so detailed that because she was very petite, all right, very petite. If she stopped breathing and her heart wasn't beating, she did not want the heart to be revitalized because how strong that is, it would have broken most of the ribs in her. She thought that had a head. That's how far ahead my mother thought.
Wow.
Yeah. That, you know, she just did not want to be revived, and if it was a heart attack and her heart start beating, do not revive her, because she was afraid that she'd just have so many broken bones in her chest that it would be horrible. So those are very important documents people should get together.
Yeah. I don't believe my mother had that, but I'm not sure. But we didn't have to face that anyhow. No. So it's great if you don't. But yeah. Okay, so on a high note, it is going to be a partly sunny day today, and it's going to be about 80, so Marshall's going to probably barbecue.
I don't know if I'll barbecue, but I'll definitely get out in the sun, put the top down to my convertible going home.
Good for you.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.